believe in freedom cannot rest. We who believe in freedom cannot rest until it comes.
We who believe. Good afternoon. You're listening to the Mother's Justice Show on 1150 AM KKNW. I'm your host. It's my joy to be back in the studio. I had a couple of weeks that I wasn't here, but and I missed my Thanksgiving show. But I know Mr. Rye he's always working, so he did a Thanksgiving show, I'm sure. So I can say I listened to a Thanksgiving show, but thank you for listening to us on 1150 AM KKNW. And like I say, it's my joy to be on the air. We got an interesting show today. Mr. Rye is going to give us some stats and some updates that might just like shake us in our boots. And then we're going to have a great conversation about the virtues and how the virtues can heal the world. All right, Mr. Rye, you know, you're looking chipper. You know, you're looking like you had a nice Thanksgiving dinner. Somebody put it down because you wasn't in the kitchen doing nothing.
As a matter of fact, I do all the cooking most of the time, although Angela was in town. And so she got Chef Jamil to hook us up. And I did purchase a couple of fried turkeys, Brother 504 24th Avenue South. And also I did, Angela and I hooked up a prime rib. But I cook. And I like.
Oh, you do? Okay. Grill. Okay.
I cook every day.
The ladies, that's
okay. Right. I do breakfast and dinner almost every day.
Wow.
When I go to Starbucks for breakfast, I must say. Doctor told me that I got to eat a lot more healthy. I got to cut sugar loose. I have to cut dairy loose. I got to have my little muffins without butter. And I'm going to do exactly what the doctor said. A little bit more exercise.
Okay.
You know, I'm going to try to be here as long as I can, but I want to be healthy. So I'm going to have to
check out Tun. Check out Tun, then. He says health is big. Healthy is a real bag of wealth. He has a whole program out there now. He's walking and all of this stuff, walked away from diabetes because people don't recognize that they can come out about diabetes too, or whatever one that he was looking at happened, what he was experiencing. I mean, people can, with diet and exercise, like we're talking about doing, and getting some, you know, some monocle of moderation in what we're doing. So yeah, he's done that. Hey, I'm on the road. I'm not there yet. I'm on the road.
I will be calling your son for some advice, because I've seen what a healthy diet and what he's done while I was working with him. And like right now, I'm a border. I could be with diabetes myself. I was eating hands full of candy and cough drops with sugar, and I just lattes with sugar. I'm cutting it all out. That's all there is to it. I got all this nice desserts that I will not be eating. And I have to go to, instead of dairy, I have to go to almond milk. And I'm just going to do the right thing. But I sent you a page 8 of a State Office of Minority Women Business Enterprise report. And as a matter of fact, the interview with Lika Fernandez, the new director of the State Office of Minority Women Business Enterprise, was on Urban Forum Northwest. It's on my podcast now, or you can go to my website, urbanforumnw.com, and hear her. She's a Latina, and she's from Flint, Michigan. So I said, and she also was in business herself, and she got ran out of business.
Okay. Said,
so you in Flint drinking dirty water with the brothers and sisters? She said, I was. And her commitment is just unwavering to bring about. I'm impressed with her. But as you've seen the numbers,
yeah, I did.
Send us
we got zilch. We, you know, you might as well call it zero. You know what? All the money.
Well, it so is zero.
It's zero.
Zero.
Zero. Zero. Point nothing is what the blacks, what the Negroes got in Washington State, man. Isn't that incredible? And how much money do we spend in this state is what we need to find out. You know, how much money are we spending, you know, at Amazon and all these different places are we spending in Washington State?
Every time you buy something, you're paying some taxes, you know.
Well, you are. You're paying taxes and we're supporting people who use their money to support people who don't like us. So, yeah, I mean, we're caught in a place where we were, where I, you know, I mean, like say, you and I grew up in segregation. You didn't grow up in segregation. You escaped.
Until I was 10 years old, I got it. I was a very up close and personal. I knew when to step off the sidewalk. I knew not to look a white man in the face. No, it taught me well for my survival. Okay. And you know, I just heard excerpts of that Till movie where his mother was telling the same thing my parents told me. As a matter of fact, I once asked a white man why, and my uncle almost got beat up. When I was about 4 or 5 years old, and my uncle said, "Don't ever do that again. You can't talk to no grown people like that, especially white people." I mean, so I've been there, and then I went back. I got here when we were 10 years old, and I went back in the Army when I was 18 and went to Fort Ord, and then that's Washington National Guard had a medical unit. So I went to Fort Sam Houston, Texas, get off the plane in San Antonio, get a drink of water. "Hey, boy, that uniform don't make you white." I said, "Oh, man, I'd have volunteered for this." But anyway, I did survive. I did survive. So, you know, and I'm thankful. But I would not go to officer candidate school because that was in Georgia. I said, "There ain't no way in the world I'm going to voluntarily go back to segregation." But when you look at that State Office of Minority Women Business Enterprise report, where African-American businesses received 0.18%, not 0.2% of the state business in 2021. See, Reverend Walden, we filed along with 21 other individuals and organizations, African-Americans, I say African descendants of the United States enslaved, 21 individuals and organizations that represent Black people's interests, and some represent other people's interests as well, but we were impacted. We filed, and Bob Armstead, the president, the current president of National Association of Minority Contractors, the Washington State chapter, was the architect of this discrimination complaint. And it was filed November 22nd of 2021, and now you see why we filed the report, because we didn't realize, we thought we were getting 1%. And that was an insult. But to find out that we did 0.18% of the state's business, and think about four Black contractors all going broke on the same job, the Seattle Tunnel Park. So, you know, I'm encouraging, because I know the chairs of the Congressional Black Caucus, Benny Thompson, Congressman Bobby Scott, Congressman Maxine Waters, Congressman Gregory Meeks, and Adam Smith, all chairs of committees. And Adam Smith did write a letter in early December saying, "DOJ, please investigate these atrocities that's happening to Black folks in Washington State." So DOJ, Department of Justice, Civil Rights Division, for whatever reason, sent our complaint over to the Department of Transportation. Mm-hmm. Now, his sister, I'm trying to remember, Kristen Clark is the Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights. So what we did today is that we sent a request to Congressman Benny Thompson, Chair of the House Homeland Security Committee, Gregory Meeks, Chair of the Foreign Relations Committee, Maxine Waters, Chair of the House Financial Services Committee, and Benny Thompson, Chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee, and Hank Johnson, who is on the House Judiciary and House Infrastructure and Transportation Committee, and Bobby Scott is chair of the House Labor and Education Committee. So they have 1 month in office still to do something. And we're just not going to say, "Well, they're going to be gone." No, we want them to, because they might as well get ready to roll their sleeves up anyway with the other folks having the majority. But we're asking them to really encourage the Department of Justice, Civil Rights Division, to look at this economic apartheid. I mean, I think in some instances, Blacks in apartheid in South Africa probably did more business than Blacks in Washington State, especially that 2021 report shows that. So, you know, we have some people in organizations are making an effort, they're getting funds, trying to assist, but obviously it's not really working. So, you know, I know that, you know, the governor has his advisors who are African-American. We have 10 members, and I sent them page 8, all 10 members of the Black Members Caucus of the state legislature. But it just seems like, I don't know, I haven't heard anything back, but I sent it to them because they, you know, they need to know. Hopefully they will advocate on our behalf for economic equality. But in addition to that, there's a lot of federal money coming to Washington State. That's why we have to engage and encourage the leaders of the Democratic Party. We have four chairs, like I mentioned before, Adam Smith is chair. He's my member of Congress. He's also chair of the House Armed Services Committee. So he did speak up first. We've also sent the information to Congresswoman Marilyn Strickland out of the 10th Congressional District down in Tacoma, Thurston, and Kitsap County. Thurston, and I think one other county down there. But anyway, so now everybody knows, and hopefully with the information I sent out today, I will follow it up with some phone calls. I do have some of those members' personal cell phone numbers. I said I go through the process, go to the appropriate staff person, but for the folks who I have their email addresses, like I'm looking back to Mayor Karen Bass. Congratulations, Mayor Bass, first female mayor of Los Angeles, but she's still a member of Congress to January 3rd. So I'm going to ask her to also.
I didn't know she made it through. I thought she didn't get elected.
Karen Bass is the mayor of Los Angeles.
Okay, well, the kids, because I didn't recognize that. I thought she got defeated.
No. She is the first female mayor of Los Angeles, and she's a current member of Congress and a former chair of the Congressional Black Caucus. I know her well, and I'm hoping that in her last 30 days as a member of Congress until they step down at the 1st of January, that she will also do something. So I'm trying to encourage all of them to give us some help out here in Washington State. So we have some Black folks who say, you know, everything is going fine with them, but look at the rest of us, that don't seem to be the case. And for all the investments that's being made, it seems to me there should be a lot more productivity.
Yes.
In terms of opportunities for Black folks, because there's some money that's put out there. But then again, when you put us in the pot with everybody else, it says Black Americans kicked the door down for civil rights. But at one time it was a Black business program. Now it's a minority business program. I don't have any hate against anybody, but it's really unfortunate that the same people that we had to fight with to get the programs, to get our rights, are now using everybody but us.
Yeah.
Make sure they continue to punish us.
And that's right. We've been punished. We've been punished for opening the door for everybody else.
But actually, when you look at the whole report, you'll see where all the minorities and as a matter of fact, women didn't do that well either. They went down from the year before. So when you look at it, but then again, when people have access to offshore money to fund their businesses, a lot of they don't get depressed and is excited about what's going on with the public entity because of the fact that we have just been about stripped of all of our business generating activities. So, but when you have competing with people who have access to offshore money, the playing field is never equal.
And that's
last 10 years, I have tried to implore the members of the Congressional Black Caucus to have a federal designation and descendants of United States enslaved,
and they wouldn't
Black
do
folks
it.
Who have a lineage of 400 years in America, well before it was the United States, well before the Statue of Liberty was there, as a matter of fact. So Jesse Weinberry shared with me last week during the Supreme Court hearing that
we got just a couple more seconds. So
okay, but Justice Kavanaugh asked the lawyer who's trying to overturn, they got the two cases, North Carolina and also at Harvard University. And Kavanaugh, conservative justice, said, what if we had a program that was based on lineages like the people who were slaves and their descendants? And the guy that's supposed to affirmative action said he could agree with that. So somebody's starting to look, and hopefully we just have to keep on pushing. But thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity.
Well, yeah, thank you for coming on, Dan. And I'll keep talking about this in my circle about how much we're getting back from the state. Thank you so much.
All right. Okay. Thank you.
Continue to have a great day. You listen to the Mother's Justice Show on 1150 AM KKNW. I'll be right back. I'm your host, Reverend Walden.
Hello, world. My old friend. It's another day. Glad to see you again.
The Mother's Justice Show is brought to you by H.G. Walden and the Virtues Healing Circles. Join us for wisdom and wellness with Reverend Walden, a monthly virtual and in-person healing circle that focuses on community healing and growth. Learn more at virtueshealing.com. That's virtueshealing.com. Also, be sure to join our healing group on Facebook. Again, visit us at virtueshealing.com today.
You may not realize how important three letters can be. For a patient who needs type A, B, or O blood, these letters can mean life. But there simply aren't enough people giving blood. Every 2 seconds, someone in the U.S. needs it, but only about 3% of the population donates. Without more donors, hospitals may not have the blood needed to save lives. That's why the American Red Cross needs people to help restore the A's, B's, and O's that are depleting each day. When you make your appointment to donate blood at redcrossblood.org/missing types, you can help give strength to kids, parents, and grandparents who face life and death challenges. From cancer patients to accident survivors waiting for critical surgeries, your generosity can give someone more life. Don't wait until the letters A, B, and O are missing from hospital shelves. You are the missing type patients need. Visit redcrossblood.org/missing types or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make your donation appointment today.
Hi, this is Dr. K. Mahina Intron, inviting you to tune in on Mondays on 1150 KKNW at 5 p.m. to Dr. K's Attuning to Your Abundance, where we honor everyday abundance through positive messages, poetry, music, affirmations, and writing exercises. For more information, contact drkworkshops@gmail.com or Facebook Dr. K's Abundance.
Conversation you won't find on the rest of the dial. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hello.
Good afternoon. You're listening to the Mother's Justice Show on 1150 AM KKNW. I'm your host, Reverend Walden, and it is another day. And so I'm going to bring on my next guest. My next guest is Ms. Kathy Beamer. She's a master virtues facilitator. And we've been working together, True Transparency, in Seattle off and on for many, many years. And so I wanted to come on today to actually talk about the power of the virtues and how they can be healed, how they can be used to heal the world. You might have heard what Mr. Rye was talking about, all this inequity, you know, I mean, and we don't get any of our money back from the state, all the people, but, you know, so anyway, so much inequity, so much injustice, and just a lot of people who are in fear and a lot of violence and all of that. So anyway, welcome, Ms. Beamer. It's your first time. I just call you Kathy because we just know each other, so it's good you call me Harriet. So, welcome, Kathy. Thank you.
Thank you, Harriet. I appreciate this opportunity to talk with you. It's very exciting.
Yeah.
We've known each other through Virtues Project, and that has brought us to incredible places and many joys. And I want to acknowledge you for your perseverance with this program. You have worked with it with incredible love and your whole heart for so many years, and you're quite an influence to many of us.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you for all the work you've been doing also in the Virtues Project. So I want to talk a little bit about the founders, and before we get going, about the Virtues Project and the founders.
Okay, so you want to just talk about the Virtues Project and the five strategies?
No. Linda and Dan.
You want to start with Linda and Dan?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, they started with an idea. Linda and Dan and her brother,
John.
Yes, John Kavlin. They sat in the hotel in Canada, and they said there is too much fear, violence, and the disease misunderstanding, meaninglessness. And so they thought, what can we do to change this? Dan had a career as a child psychologist, and Linda was a psychotherapist and hospice worker and lots of experience in those professions. And her brother, John, was a Disney artist.
Disney, yes. Mm-hmm.
So the three of them brought together their knowledge, experience, and creativity. And Dan Popoff studied the world's wisdom literature, all of the different wisdoms and religions, and really found that they all were based in virtues. All successful societies were based in virtues. They may look different, but that's what they all have in common. Mm-hmm. So what they found is, and they pulled that together, and they found 52 virtues to practice one each year. And they self-published this as a parenting tool to bring out the best in our children and ourselves. And as this started as a grassroots program, it was quickly honored and accepted by all the different cultures because they recognized their own truth, their own history, and their own people within it. And so it's been an incredible journey. It's now in 135 or 40 countries, translated into many languages, and has gone from being more than a parenting program, but also into schools, into workplace, and into individual support, healing. It is an amazing tool in recovery programs, in healing programs. And Linda has a couple of books. One is the Family Virtues Guide. Then there's the Educator's Guide, which brings it into schools for K through 12. And then she also has the Pace of Grace, which brings it into the Virtues of a Sustainable Life, where she had a health crisis and realized that virtues and the five strategies were the way to bring herself out of that. And it's very powerful.
Yeah.
Personal.
And also it's also in some governments, because Fiji,
yes,
the Fijian government trained the whole country at one time, you know. And so we all came together because Seattle was the first city in America to embrace the virtues over 30 years ago. And the Church Council of Greater Seattle, and then Dan came to Seattle and had several trainings, and I was trained in one of those trainings, and you were too. So it was Betsy Smith that's moved. She's in Arizona right now, but we've all been there. And then Ann Brock is in Mexico right now. So we've grown up with these virtues.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
We've all gotten older with them, and one of the things I continue to love about the virtue is not only the five strategies that we'll talk about, but what it does for people's heart and what it does for their lives. And I've seen the miracle of that myself. So it is a tool. And also, I think the First Nation people up in Canada was the place, yes, where it went first, and they were so empowered and inspired because it reminded them of who they were before the colonizers came. You know,
that's true.
That's right.
And
yeah.
Linda said many stories come back from First Nations people about how the virtues and the virtues language is the bridge between the cultures. And yeah, it's very powerful.
Yeah, very powerful. That's what I've thought about too. And also we're the group here in Seattle. We used to meet often. I mean, we met almost every week at Betsy's house when she was here. But also, we gave the whole world virtuous connection. There's a term that's used out around the world now. Different groups of people who are using virtues, they call it virtuous connection. And all of that started here in Seattle. We were the group that worked the most with Linda and Dan and the advancement of the virtues, because she was always down here, and we were practicing the art of consultation.
That's true.
And you and I've been practicing the art of consultation too, with some of the work that I'm doing and the work that we'll be doing together here with these healing circles. But that art of consultation, I learned that from them. You know that you listen very well, and then you consult when you ask the question. And and the other thing that I learned from being around with the virtues and all of that, and the people who brought them, is the level of courtesy that they have for one another. You know, I find that people who practice the virtues often have a higher level of courtesy for one another. You know, I mean, and they tend not to get so angry, or so they tend to hurriedly repair the relationship by going back to a teachable moment or some of those other kind of strategies and those kinds of things.
Yeah. Let's talk about the strategies, because you're right. It's more than the words and the
let's
language.
Take a break first then. Let's take a break and come back and talk about the strategies. You listen to the Mother's Justice Show on 1150 AM KKNW. I'm your host, Reverend Walden. We'll be right back.
On the day that Matthew was born, on the day that Matthew was born, on the day that Matthew was born, the angels sang and they blew on their horns and they danced, they smiled and raised.
The Mother's Justice Show is brought to you by H.G. Walden and the Virtues Healing Circles. Join us for Wisdom and Wellness with Reverend Walden, a monthly virtual and in-person healing circle that focuses on community healing and growth. Learn more at virtueshealing.com. That's virtueshealing.com. Also, be sure to join our healing group on Facebook. Again, visit us at virtueshealing.com today.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference before, during, and after disasters such as hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, or wildfires. So when disaster strikes, you want to be prepared to protect them. Be sure to microchip or tag your pets. Never leave them behind in a major crisis, and be sure to have an emergency kit ready in your home at all times with a pet crate or carrier, leash, blanket, ID, and medications, their water bowl, and 7 to 10 days worth of food. To find out how to protect your entire family during a disaster and help our best friends in their worst times, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
An alternative to everything else on your radio dial. Alternative Talk 1150.
Right now, somewhere, someone's being born. The angels are singing, they're blowing on their horns, and they're dancing, they're dancing. They're smiling and raising up their hands, because right now, somewhere, someone's being born. Raising up their hands.
Good afternoon, you're listening to the Mother's Justice Show on 1150 AM KKNW. That's such a great song to come back on, you know. I mean, on the day that you were born, on the day that somebody's being born right now. I mean, it really is a great song to come back on to talk about the virtues that can heal the world and how they can do that. And see, you know, number one, it brings joy. And with joy, there's a lot of things can get done. You know, it brings joy. So welcome. I want to bring my guest back in. This is Ms. Kathy Beamer. She's a master facilitator. We've been on each other for a while. We've done some workshops together. We were part of two worldwide mentorship conferences that was here in Seattle that we hosted. We were real brave, weren't we?
It was way
we had
back.
People from all over the world here.
Yeah.
Hosting them. We did that. I mean, really, we have to remember that what we've done with the Virtues Project and this, we did that. We absolutely was the bedrock of Virtues beginning in America. It started here in Seattle with us. We need to take ownership of that.
That's right.
Nobody else in America can say that. I mean, Dara, them, and Baltimore, they picked up the torch. They've done a lot, but we did a lot.
We did.
I think we kind of do. I don't think we give ourselves credit for all we were written up in a couple of newspapers about the Virtues Project, and that mean we really did do a lot.
We did.
We had a lot of fun and a lot of using the advice on the table, because Janet, one of the pastors at the church was saying that, you know, Janet would say, you know, it's always infinite possibilities of new ways of viewing things. So when we got to a place that we needed infinite possibilities, she had a bowl of dry rice, and she would just always pick up the rice and say, all this represents infinite possibilities, a way to handle the problem or the saga.
That's right.
But anyway, we're going to talk now. We want to I do want to give all our listeners a little information about the virtues, how to use them, and the strategies that come with them.
Okay. There are five strategies to the Virtues Project. And I think that's what's so powerful and makes it work. And it always has had a child focus with Dr. Dan Popoff's focus on and background in child psychology and Linda Popoff really coming up with these strategies. And it's fascinating to me and with you, Harriet, we've worked with this for so long and it is so lasting. We've grown with it. It's grown, but its fundamentals are the same and they work. And it brings out the best in our children and ourselves. And you're right, it makes a better world. So the first strategy is speak the language of the virtues. So what that is when you see a virtue in action, you name it. You say, thank you for your helpfulness, or that was kind. I remember my son was just two and he fed his baby sister for the first time. And he said, Mama, is this caring? And so that language gets into them and they understand yes. what those words actually mean.
Yes.
Rather than that's nice, honey. He understood the action behind it.
That's right.
And when we talk to our kids with that language, they grow up with a language where they can describe things and recognize things. And right. then one we want to talk about was that just, and we're talking about justice, they have a language to go with that. And they understand right. what that means.
Right. Yeah.
And then, so we can use the language in many ways. One is to name it. And I like to use a kaleidoscope to think of when you put something in a kaleidoscope, what does it do? It multiplies that piece so many times. So if we put mm-hmm. virtues in that kaleidoscope, then we get to see more of them. So we're naming what we want to see more of. And the more we name it, we awaken it. The concept with Virtues Project is that all of the virtues that we know, whether it's consideration, kindness, love, self-discipline, tact, they're all present within us. Like an acorn will right. eventually grow into the oak right. tree.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
As parents, our job is to see it and name it and help bring right. it out.
Right. And then what's the next one?
The next one is recognizing a teachable moment.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So we hear a lot about that these days, but a teachable moment can be a time when a virtue was missed. And it was needed. Like, what would have been a caring way to say that? Or right. how could you have done that with more consideration? Or it's also an opportunity to acknowledge something that's done. Like, Harriet, you always bring out the beauty in the moment. You always see the good and the beautiful in what you post, in what you say. And that's acknowledging a virtue. And that is also a teachable moment in bringing that out.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And the next one is setting clear boundaries.
well, do we need that today? Setting clear boundaries, yes. Because we're living in a boundless world right now in some places, yes.
well, that it can feel like that. And some of that's personal boundaries, but boundaries within Virtues Project are virtues based, mm-hmm. which is different than a lot of the boundaries out there that says, don't do this to me and do this and do that. But when they're a virtues based boundary, we base them on, say, respect,
mm-hmm.
Kindness, and restorative justice is part of that too. We're not blaming and pushing away. We are finding when we set a boundary and a boundary was crossed, we look for what happened, who was hurt, and how do we make amends? What needs to be discussed? How can this be different? So setting clear boundaries are ways, and I always go back to the children, that's how children know.
Oh.
Like you get your two-year-old who's in there and starting to fight some battles. They are looking for the boundaries. And when they gently know that that's there, they know what the expectation is. Let's see, what else, Harriet?
We have a spiritual companioning. We have companioning.
Okay, that's the fifth one. Honor the Spirit is the fourth one.
Honor the Spirit, right.
And this is where we sustain our vision and purpose by integrating virtues into our activities and our surroundings, our celebrations, and the arts. What I love is looking at how in our art, we're honoring our ancestors. I look at Native American art and see how that pulls in the history and honoring the space that we're living on. And I'm doing a project with orcas right now. And it's honoring the history and the spirit of both the animal and our own spirit. So honoring the spirit is, we can bring that into our families.
Yes.
We just had Thanksgiving. There are ways to honor the spirit and bring that mm-hmm. into Thanksgiving, into any kind of birthday celebration. You know, We're in Charge of Celebrations. That's a wonderful book by Bird Baylor. And she talks about, I'm here to celebrate the rainbow because the sun is out today. So we
yeah.
honoring nature, all of mm-hmm, those things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And then I kind of see that in fall because I really, I like to honor the creator for fall because it's like, wow, you know, the colors are so vibrant and you look out and you just see something that just keeps you alive. You know, I mean, and so we're having an extended fall. I mean, with the leaves on there because we hadn't had any rain. I mean, and without the rain and the wind, you know, the fall, the leaves continue to turn and they get more vibrant, and that type of thing. So I'm so empowered. It's all beautiful, but some of it just speaks more to me than others. Because then I grew up in a place where spring and fall was not pronounced. I mean, in Florida, you get winter and summer, you don't get much spring. And you don't get much fall, and to see it so pronounced is just it's just a joy to me.
Nature is honoring the spirit, mm-hmm. and just to acknowledge a virtue and to do a virtues pick, which we'll do later. A friend just told me a story about how she has a degenerative neurologic disease, and since she started working with Virtues Project, just doing a virtues pick every day honors her spirit. And brings her joy every day. And that is tremendous. It has turned things around for her. And that's the honoring the spirit.
Right.
Then the fifth one, which is really one of my favorites, is offering companioning.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really called spiritual companioning. And it is being so deeply present and listening with compassionate curiosity, where we guide another to find their own clarity,
mm-hmm.
and create their own solutions.
Right.
So supports healing and growth. And it is the deepest gift we can give to another is to be
right.
fully
right.
present right. to them. Yeah. And it requires us, Harriet, remember, we have to go in with detachment.
Yes, that's right.
So that we don't take on another's right. problems.
Right.
And so yeah. we don't tell them what to do.
Right.
And compassion, so that we can listen with that incredible curiosity that says, what? The magic words with companioning are what and how, and our silencing our own wish to fix, because people right. don't need to be fixed. Everyone has these virtues within them, and they can find them when given mm-hmm. the chance. And we
right.
give them that space to find their own pearl of wisdom. And then yeah. we honor that.
Yeah. You know, it's just amazing to be heard.
Mm.
And the Virtues Project is a mini listening project that we'll demonstrate here in the next segment. To be heard, and my kids are always telling me, I'm cutting in. So, so I need to practice that. More often being not trying to jump to the end. You know, it is a wonderful practice when you can do that, to be heard and to listen completely all the way through. Because then, like you say, people get to empty their own cup. Because people, if they can empty their own cup and get filled up with the virtues, the acknowledgement that we heard, then they don't need to be fixed. Go ahead.
It's empowering to be heard.
Yes,
and
yes.
Acknowledged.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
And
yes,
it can be so simple. The wonderful story of Linda talking to a baby on a ferry who was screaming, and everyone's trying to calm the baby, and they cannot calm this baby. He's just cry. And Linda walked up behind the baby and just said, "What, baby? What?" And with that magic word and giving the space for that baby to express however he needed to, that baby calmed down. And that can be, on the simplest space, what it takes. It's just what.
And you know, it's not because how, I mean, because that other word, sometimes people want to know why, you know, why shuts you down? And why, because yes, sometimes you don't know why. I mean, you're just kind of reconciling yourself, or maybe why did you go do this stupid thing anyway? And then somebody's asking you why. And the why just kind of, it doesn't allow the energy to flow in a good way, so you can empty the cup. What it does is it kind of like makes a stalemate and it doesn't go any further.
Right. It puts us in defensive mode. Yeah.
That's right. That's
yeah.
Right.
That's but right. What allows us to explore is that curiosity.
Yeah, I like the way you say curiosity, because I think that is it. And sometimes curiosity, people want to get to the why in such a curious way that it enters people's like the self-esteem, or they just thought that they could have a listening ear for you with you, and then that you as the person they thought they could trust or listen to, have someone to listen to them. And all of a sudden they're feeling like, oh, gee whiz, I mean, I'm being treated poorly here too right now, and those kinds of things. So, yeah.
Yeah, the phrase and the really great drawing that John Cavalin put with this is the don't get furious, get curious. And
yeah, oh,
that's
yeah, I
where
that.
Move yes. into companioning. So when they cross the boundary, when your child does something that they know they're not supposed to do, that's when we don't go into shaming, but we go into naming virtues and getting curious. And what?
Well, also, before we take our last break, I want to just remind people that this is a program that started off as a parenting program, but it's been used all over the world. It's in governments, it's in schools. And also we had our virtuous couple, Betsy and Pete, and he had a business that he uses the virtues. When he was running an ad, he would put the virtues that he was looking for, and you know, in his ad. And then at the time when he had needed to either giving a person when they were being reviewed or evaluated, all times when he was letting people go, he always let them know the virtues that they had and the virtues that they needed, that he thought that they needed to improve on. So they left there not feeling broken and all smashed down, you know. And I always thought that he was such a wonderful way to be able to use the virtues in the workspace. And they are being used in the workspace across the country and the world also. Yeah, so yeah.
They are. They are.
Yeah. So let's take a break. I'll take our last break and come back and do. Then we'll do a virtues pick. Okay.
Okay.
You listen to the Mother's Justice Show on 11:50 a.m. KKNW. I'm your host, Reverend Walden. We'll be right back.
Look for the best in me. It's what I really am and all I wanna be. It may take some time, it may be hard to find, but see me beautiful. See me beautiful.
The Mother's Justice Show is brought to you by H.G. Walden and the Virtues Healing Circles. Join us for wisdom and wellness with Reverend Walden, a monthly virtual and in-person healing circle that focuses on community healing and growth. Learn more at virtueshealing.com. That's virtueshealing.com. Also, be sure to join our healing group on Facebook. Again, visit us at virtueshealing.com today.
Seattle, Tacoma, Antwerp. That's right. We're streamed worldwide on our app and on the web at 1150kknw.com.
See me beautiful. Look for the best in me. It's what I really am. And all I want to be, it may take some time.
Good afternoon. You're listening to the Mother's Justice Show, and justice is part of the virtue show. So this is the Mother's Justice Show. 11:50 a.m. KKNW. I'm your host, Reverend Walden. I want to bring my guest back on, Kathy Beamer. She's a master virtual facilitator here in Seattle. We were the city that made virtues famous, starting here in Seattle. And so we're going to spend the rest of this time doing a virtues pick, and so we can kind of demonstrate the power of the virtues. So we won't have a lot of time, but we have enough time to at least we got about 7 minutes. We could do a virtues pick. All right, so. What did you choose? What chose you? One thing about the virtues, these are characters that are in all of us. I mean, these are the angel cards. These are gifts that's in all of us. And you always get the right card. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what card you choose. It's going to speak to some parts of your beingness. So what do you have, Kathy?
Well, let's see. How about consideration?
Okay, that's good. I mean, yes, let's read that one. And how it works for all the answers that we read the card front and back, and then whoever's reading the card, it's no crosstalking, it's no interruption, and the person who's reading the card will read front and back and say how that card is speaking to them in the moment, and in this moment right now, not yesterday, not 10 years ago, not 50 years ago, but in the moment. Yeah. All right.
And we always set up the art of boundaries. We set clear boundaries before virtues pick. Mm-hmm. And those, do you want to go over those, Harriet? Assertiveness, doing what's right for you. Respect, right. Being that's deeply right. Present without interrupting, rescuing, mm-hmm. or criticizing. And trust, right. To be trustworthy. And what we say here stays here. So that's Harriet right. And I will do a virtues pick. All right, consideration. Consideration is giving careful thought to the needs of others. It is also holding the decision in a contemplative and thoughtful way. We mindfully consider what will result from our choices before we act. We speak with gentleness and tact. We care about others and their feelings. We carefully observe their preferences and needs, and then do things to give them ease or bring them joy. Consideration shines in small daily acts to add to the happiness of others. It is one of the most meaningful ways to show love. Considerate people give the very best gifts. Blessed is one who adds to the happiness of another. That's a quote on the back of the card from Zoroastrianism. And then there's a list of the practice of consideration. I think about what others need. I am thoughtful of their feelings. I speak gently and tactfully. I hold decisions with care and discernment. I take joy in bringing joy to others. I show my love in thoughtful acts. And then there's always at the bottom of the card, I am thankful for the gift of consideration. It allows me to brighten others' lives. And a note on the cards, Harriet, we can tell people how to get the Virtues app on their phone by going to Virtues Matter.
Okay.
And looking for that. So, okay, for me, consideration, I think it's a really good virtue. It reminds me that when we do something for others, we're thinking it through. It involves discernment and caring. And we think about what's important to not only ourselves, but to another person. When Harriet called me to see if I would be available to join her today. It was very considerate of her. She thought it through and she told me what it would look like. And she was very helpful. And it's just a gentle way that we treat one another. And right now I'm taking care of a sick family member. And it does, it takes a lot of consideration to what is the need? I don't want to overdo it. What do they need? And how do I take care of them? And so it's very empowering. So.
But thank you, Kathy. I just want to acknowledge you for being considerate. And I see that as one of your virtues because of you were considerate also because you got back to me. You wanted to know what would be the best way that I can do this on the show. And I sent you some examples and that type of stuff. But also, although I always said something about in the past, but since we've been working together for so long, I just want to not only acknowledge your consideration, but your friendliness, your steadfastness, and your deep kindness and compassion that you show all the time. So these are the virtues that I've seen in you and although we've gone through lots of different situations, you and I both has a child in spirit. You lost your precious Lucia many years ago, and then Hiram 17 years ago for me, and so we bridge this grief together also, and the cards are is always there to heal our hearts, and so I just want to acknowledge you for your compassion, your deep compassion, uh-huh. and the love for the virtues, and always willing to do a virtue speak. True transparency for everybody. We do a virtue speak every Thursday morning when we can. I've been going on 3 years now.
That's right.
And out of that, we had the previous mayor did come. She came and brought us staff to do a virtue speak, Mayor Jenna Durkin. And then the Decker, then the people in Baltimore had a program out here in Washington State, and they had some young people who made some virtues cards called the Decker cards, I believe. I'm not sure what the cards
were.
That's right. And the mayor she agreed to do a virtues pick with those young people, and she was really inspired by the virtues. I mean, it's like the card she had, she chose, she kept the card because. And I always give people cards. So, out of that has come also our idea about doing healing circles in Seattle and that we will continue with that. Right now I'm doing healing circles, but we will be moving forward with that. But I just wanted to acknowledge your kindness. I think you brought me something for my birthday a couple of years ago. I think it was a pecan pie because I said I haven't had one in a while. And you delivered it and it was warm on my birthday. So that was consideration. That was you brought it to me and it was like, oh, this is really so considerate of you. And one thing about the virtues also for our listening audience, it just calls us to our highest and best good. It gets us out of our head into our heart. And all the problems of the world have been created in the head. We cannot change the world. We cannot change the situation, but in our head, we have to come to our heart, in our heart, in the heart, absolutely. Well, the virtues will help us be in our heart and also be looking at the truth. I mean, we're not going to be like somebody say, oh, you're going to have your head in the sand. No, the virtues encourage us to be, to take on issues in a different way. Mm-hmm. Instead of shaming and blaming, you come with consideration. You come with compassion. You come with deliberation, collaboration. You come with all these other skills that's going to help us get to the next level in the world. And that's what I think the virtues can help going forward.
Yeah. Well, Harriet, I'd like to acknowledge you for your it's a reverence. You see in people what they need, and through your consideration, you in your little daily acts on your Facebook. You put out messages to speak to the heart and soul of others. And it is just a way of being in the world where you see the best and you bring it out.
But thank you so much for being my guest on the Mother's Justice Show on 1150 AM KKNW. And we'll be talking to you once again in the near future about the virtues and how they can heal the world. And you can find this segment on our podcast on KKNW. All right. Thank you so much. Have a great week. I see you beautiful.
Thank you, Harry.
We who believe in freedom.